as you say, I think a bit earlier, Ben's, it's a 10:15 for members, so that gives them some time to get up to the Palms Brasserie for that Hall of Fame function, and then 10:30 for a general admission, and of course the first race at 11:30. So as we head into these winter months, a bit of an earlier start for everybody, but of course an earlier finish, and just can't wait to get home to watch the election.
Yeah, oh, please. Don't forget, just a reminder there, the only this is the only mention I'm going to make of it, because I think we're all over it a little bit, but don't forget to vote. If you go into the races will finish early, but don't leave it till after it, thinking, oh, gee, hang on a sec, I've got to go and find somewhere. Make sure you vote before you head out to the sports today. Good on you, Brett. Hope it's a good day out there.
Thanks, fans. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by TAB.
What a glorious start to Saturday out at Rose Hill. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a beautiful sunny day. We haven't raced there for 7 weeks, but today we're back there, and the track has come up at a good four. Penno, 4.8, the rails in the true, and as I say, around 23 degrees with not a cloud in the sky. Would have been a beautiful morning for track work that's still going on out there. Newcastle, fine and a good four. Doomben, a soft five, maybe clearing. We'll get some news on that shortly with Ron Duffesy. Penno this morning of 5.67. Flemington, a good four there. The rails back into the true and a top of 20 degrees. And in Adelaide today, it's Goodwood Day. They've got a good four. The Penno 5.43, and the weather is fine in Adelaide. Well, over the next few weeks, he's going to find himself to Brisbane, and that's where we find Ron Duffesy. How are you, Duff?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. It's a few isolated clouds still around, which are going to clear up later on, but it's a magnificent day's racing at Doomben today. Looking forward to it, the Doomben Cup and a couple of those three-year-old fillies to line up for the Oaks in a couple of races, and then they've got a sensational little two-year-old fillies race here that's very intriguing.
Yeah, the Bill Carter certainly is. And it's good to be back at Rose Hill, Ron. We've had the runs of Hawkesbury and a terrific meeting at Scone last week, and now we're back at Rose Hill on a track that looks like a bowling green at this stage.
Yeah, I can imagine, especially with the weather we've had. It's absolutely perfect for Rose Hill Gardens, and I'm sure they'll get a decent crowd there for their Hall of Fame day today.
It will be. I've got to ask you, we've had major announcements through the week, Duff. The Winx stand, it's got some positivity going into the future. As Brett Devine has just told us here on Racing HQ, it's a public facility, and that's what Winx was all about.
Well, if you can't name a grandstand after Winx, what can you name it after? You know, she's probably paid for it through getting people through the gate. that's magnificent. She's going to be with us forever. And really looking forward to it being done. And it sounds like they're really on the ball. In just over 12 months, it might even be open.
And what about the quietest secret ever around town was Santa Ana Lane? It's gone to the TAB as an Everest slot horse.
Yeah, under their guard there. They're quick to get out of the blocks there with the TAB, with their Everest runners over the past couple of years. So, well, they've got a leading contender. There's no doubt about it. You go back to his last Randwick run, and it's probably one of the best 1,200-metre runs at Randwick you've seen one of the best two or three in years.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk more about it as we go through, and Glenn Munsey will join us as well. He'll be able to enlighten us what happened. I guess the horse was already there as favourite, so it was just a case of who was going to get that slot. And the TAB, I know, are very proud of that, getting Santa Ana Lane, as was announced yesterday afternoon. Now, Ron, we've got a string of interviews to go through. I'm just going to read out the 24 current scratchings,
yep,
and then we can update as we go. So race one at the moment is clear. Race two, number five, Bullet Speed and 11 Euro Say, 5 and 11. Race 3, number 9, Aliferous, 13 Welsh Legend, and 15 The Ladies Boys come out this morning, 9, 13 and 15. The 4th, number 1, Another Dollar, 13 Al Merton came out last night on Vets, and 15 Spencer, 1, 13 and 15. Now Race 5, Tchaikovsky's come out this morning, number 5, and 11 Concrete, 5 and 11. Race 6, number 2, Our Rockabye Baby, and 13, Lady of Shalott, 2 and 13. Race 7, 260's Groove that runs in Brisbane, 7 Morton's Fork and 17 Valentino Rossa, 2, 7 and 17. In race 8, number 2, Tougher Than Interest came out this morning. Also, 3-star Reflection, 11 Miss Q, 12 Gibraltar Girl and 17 Got the Goss. And then in race 9, number 4, Ron Star, 6 Charmers, 7 Chapelco and 19 Dylan's Romance. So 4, 6, 7 and 19. So they're the current 24 scratchings that we've got at the moment. We'll keep an eye on them. Duff, have they changed your thoughts? Probably Bullet Speed may have been the Tab Highway.
Pretty early, so I sort of dodged him. The only little change I've got to make is I had Tchaikovsky in for 4 spots. Only a little change for me as far as the scratching goes so far, Andrew.
All right, we'll keep an eye on those. Righto, let's get going with the interviews. Ron Duffersey in Brisbane, and Matt Smith is heading there as well. Well, let's find out. Are you going that way, Matt?
I am, Andrew. Yep, I'm just on my way, actually.
Okay, well, let's talk about it then. Fierce Impact went within a breath of winning last week at Scone.
Yeah, no, he did. He was very good last week. Also, super. Can't fault the way he's done in between. He's arrived in Sydney in really good order. I'm sorry, in Brisbane in really good order. And, he ate up last night. He's spot on. Can't fault him.
Can you recall backing him up in the past, Matt?
No, never backed him up before. It's the only unknown. Really today, whether he will back up, but he's come out of the race, you know, really fresh and well in himself, and even though it's been a preparation, nothing's gone right. Like he's very well in himself, you know, he's in good order.
Wait for age, 2,000 metres. It's not easy, but it's not a strong when you go short. It's not a strong wait for age field.
No, I think it's a right race. I really do. I think he's right in the race. So. I'm really pleased with, just the way he's done and up to the 2,000. He's definitely ready for the 2,000 now. He's looking for it. And I just can't fault him. I think he's spot on.
Yeah. He'll be in two minds tactically, whether to go forward, back or in between.
Yeah, no, that's the problem today is really the awkward barrier. And where do we end up in the run? Yeah, it's only a short run to the first turn there. He's backing up, so... Yeah, I'm just going to see what the pattern does on the day, see how the track races and see if there's any pattern develops during the day up there, and we'll make a decision a bit closer to the race. But, yeah, he's well. If he gets the right run, I'm sure I can figure in the finish.
But what do you make of the run at Scone?
Yeah, it's a good run. Like, the leader kept going. I don't think, his sectional suggests he was attacking the line. You know, I don't think it was... anything other than the leader just kept going, you know, like he kept kicking. He found again at about 150 when we thought we had him. And on the line, he was probably on stride from winning the race. So, I thought he was really good. Yeah.
Anything left for him after today?
No, probably today, probably spell after today and then get ready for the spring. This would be a nice way to go out to the preparation if we can knock this over. But, I think that might be about the end of the prep for him.
Yeah. Your runner in Sydney is Grey Lion. He seems a happy horse.
No, he's in good order. Yeah, no, he's really done well from his race, from his run at Ramley. Horse looks superb. Work's been spot on. I can't fault him. You know, his trial was nice and sharp, and he just looks really, really in good order and healthy and well. Ready to run good today for sure.
Mm. If there is probably. Looking at the form, he's in terrific form, and he's 2 runs for you and he's few trials. So, tempo-wise, can he adapt to it if they slow up here?
Yeah, look, I don't see why he wouldn't be a bit closer today. I mean, we drew, awkwardly the other day and just second up, didn't want to go and, have one of those runs where you wish you weren't trapped 3 wide, et cetera, so we went back on him. So, look, today, from a good barrier, I don't see why he wouldn't be a bit closer. He raced closer when he was in Melbourne, and I don't see today why he wouldn't hold a position midfield and hopefully he can work his way to the outside and we'll see him running strong.
Hmm. Could we see him up in Brisbane? He can stay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, he's going to the
Brisbane Cup after this race.
Okay.
So, you know, the 24, step to the 2400 would be perfect. Horse looks superb. Yeah, like, I think just a nice preparation, 3 weeks between runs. So, yeah, and I'm really happy for he's up to, and I really think he'll go on with the job today. His run was great at Randwick, and there's no reason to suggest any work or anything, he'd do anything else, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right, two good chances. Hopefully, interstate double.
Be nice, Ron.
Yeah,
be lovely.
let's hope he's right. Hey, just with Grey Lion, because we've seen him with other trainers, and he went around, you know, for a good couple of years. Have you trained, just talking with Terry Henderson and the crew from OTI, have you changed the way you've trained, that he's been trained?
I've changed the way I'd probably train a stayer, yeah, definitely. I'm really training like the 6 furlong horse. Really, the way that we've just decided to prepare him, because we know he can stay. It's just a matter of keeping him fit and just keeping him sound is the biggest thing. So, yeah, he sort of works kept short and sharp. And, you know, I was sort of thinking that, you know, he'd race himself into fitness.
Mm.
But so a little bit surprised second up to see him go so well. But obviously he's happy in the routine, and that's why he performed that way.
And that's probably put the speed back into his legs as well with that, instead of that long, long grinding, staying work, just like you said, that sprinting work.
Exactly, yeah, that's what we thought when we got him. I thought we'll just try something different, sort of, you know, probably we guessed a bit the way he might have been prepared elsewhere, and thought we'll just try to do it differently and see what happens.
Mm, it's certainly working.
Good on you, Matt. Hope it's an okay sort of day, a positive day for you. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks very much, fellas. Good luck. Thank you.
Good on you. Matt Smith there. I had Cathy O'Hara on radio yesterday, Ron. I don't know whether you heard it with her. Sounding really confident, just the feel that this horse is giving, even through the latest trial that you spoke about there.
Yeah, geez, there's some positive signs about this horse. I'm having second guesses of just tipping on to beat him today, but it sounds like he's absolutely flying, and there's no indication that through his every trial for the stable and the two runs that he's had, that he's not flying. So, and just listening that he could race a little bit closer there is another big tick here in this race as well.
Plenty of bonus bet offers available through the tab every day these days, every day and night. There's Greyhound and Harness ones through the week, but on when we get to Saturdays, they're on those early races today at Rosehill, Doomben and Flemington. If your horse runs second or third in races 1, 2 or 3 at those meetings, then you'll get that bonus bet back up to $50. So it's Rosehill, Doomben and Flemington on races 1, 2 and 3 at each of those races today. Ron, wanted to just give a mention of CJ Graham, because we see jockeys come to town on loans at different times, and CJ Graham is moving to Sydney this weekend to join on loan for, well, initially 3 months to Snowden Racing.
Yeah, that's a good opportunity, and rides very, very well, CJ. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, Peter and Paul have done their form, and a great opportunity.
Yeah, and she'll be straight into it. Hawkesbury trials on Monday, and certainly open for opportunities along the road with, and she'll get that 3 kilo claim at this time of the year through the winter. Is going to be quite positive there. Let's go and have a chat with Kim Waugh. Morning to you, Kim.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm well, and the Duff's in Brisbane this morning. You better say g'day to him.
Oh, hi, Ronnie.
G'day, Kim. It's like back to school day for a few of your horses here today.
I know, it is, isn't it? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. And Oxford Tycoon, 279 days off. He had that little issue?
Yeah, he had that ligament at the back of the knee and that he strained at Rose Hill in the Rosebud. And, then he hurt it again, so that's why it's been so long. But I'm very happy with him leading into his first run. He's had like 9 months, but he's had 2 solid trials, working beautiful as well. So whatever he does today, he's still got a bit of improvement, obviously, with brain fitness and everything.
Yeah. Obviously, he showed enormous potential. Anything that runs $3.80 in a Rosebud is obviously talented.
Definitely. Look, he's just a beautiful, he's shown so much ability, and that's why it's been so frustrating with this, you know, soft tissue injuries. They can just really keep it reoccurring sometimes, like it did with him. So we're just hoping it's gone for good this time.
Okay. It's probably, well, he's still a three-year-old, and it's still an awkward time of year to have a nice horse up. And what are you happy to just go through your classes, or just a light winter, or?
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll just see how he comes through the run today, and then we'll work out, you know, most probably just try and let him go through his classes and then plan something for him.
In the spring, yeah. White Boots, Mr. Reliable. He always gives his all.
We love White Boots. He's, you know, he's had 14 starts for 7 wins. He's never been back further than 4. He's so gutsy. You think he's beat a couple of times, but he fights back. Look, he's up in class today, but he's down in weight. You know, there wasn't much else on for him, so we didn't have a lot of choices. But he's, I still think he's going to be a really good each way chance.
He just does his thing. He chips away on top of the speed there.
Yeah, he does, and he's he just doesn't give in. It doesn't matter like what he's up against. So he's good odds, and I'll be having a little bit each way on him for sure.
Okay. Talk about consistency. God, News Fan, what a her record speaks for itself. You know, never finished further back in second. You got a lot of horses like this. They hold their form.
Yeah. Well, News Fan, she's like Oxford Tycoon. She's returning from injury as well, but she's had 2 lovely trials. Big, strong mare she is, and she's not that tall, but she's very solid, stocky. She looks a bit more like a colt. She's very consistent. I think she's still got a little bit of improvement in her as well, being off for a while. But it's a strong race, but I think, you know, we'll ride her very conservatively today so she can be finding the line. And she's very classy. I like her a lot.
Okay. And obviously Manhattan Miss in the last. It's a 167-day break. 2 trial wins now. How's he going?
He's going great. He's... he's had a few little niggly injuries, just little things that set you back. You know, he's one of those horses, but couldn't be happy with him. He's got a big weight today, but you know, I think he's still a nice each way chance.
Okay, sounds like they're out of the hospital ward this lot.
I know, it's ridiculous, but this is racing, Ronnie.
Yeah,
injuries
of course.
Everywhere, you know.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. You've had enough horses, you know what it's like.
Yeah, exactly. But it's nice to have them all back.
Oh, I'm excited, for sure. Yeah.
City of Love at Race 3 at Newcastle. Has got its foot on the till for another win.
Yeah, she's been going really well. She's been very consistent. She's drawn nice today, so she won't have to be back last like she was last week. If she gets a nice run, she'll be hitting the line strong. I think she's way over the odds.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with them today. In every stable, there's got to be one donkey. How is Bully?
Oh, he's flying.
He's flying? He's a young man now.
I know. He's still as cute as ever, though.
All right. He's still ticking
hasn't we got a photo of the donkey driving the ute around your place on screen right now, Jim.
He hopped
the gator.
He hopped in the front. He was looking for the key to turn it on.
There was, I think Ray did a story on Sean Cosgrove found this out. I don't know how Cosy did it a few weeks ago now, but you've got a python that lives in the barn.
Yeah, we've got a diamond python. He's been around for about 3 years now, and he's so big. He's about 4 metres, and we love him because he catches the rats and the mice for us, so he keeps all that under control.
Okay, and he just stays. We've got vision. I hate snakes, so even watching it on the screen, I'm starting to come back from the screen. Are you confident that the python only lives in there and doesn't sort of wander out?
He does wander a bit, you know, and he always comes back, and he sort of normally sleeps up the top around the roof or on the oat bags, or you know, he's all over the place, but. We've set a few people up and scared the life out of them.
Yeah, wonderful.
If you invite me to drop in, don't invite Duff or I.
No,
I reckon we're going to just say no. We'll meet you at the pub. Anyway, you've got them all there, and you've got some nice horses today back. Let's hope they all run well. Thanks a lot, Kim.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thanks, Andrew.
See you, Kim.
Good on you. Kim Ward, you like me, Duff? I'm not a real snake person, mate.
Leave me out of those snakes. No, yeah. Yeah, no, I won't be going just anywhere near the loft or the barn or if I go there.
Yeah. We won't be doing an OB from Kim Wars, I can guarantee you that. Looking forward to being a part of the Racing Queensland Carnival. We'll be trackside at Eagle Farm next Friday and Saturday for Kingsford Smith Cup Day, and then a few weeks after that for the Stradbroke. And Ron Doomben, and you know, it is different this winter because Eagle Farm is up and going. It'll be just to be there next week and see racing there, you know, we've had a great deal of meetings just for people interstate to go back there.
Yeah, I'm excited about getting back there, to tell you the truth, Andrew. It's a great track and a fair track, and it looks like, well, I'm convinced they've got it back to its best, and they've done a great job. It's taken them a while, but they've got on top of things now. They haven't overdone things, and they've taken things along quietly, and it's ready for a workload now, I'd suggest, and it should be great racing there next week.
Yeah, the Kingsford Smith Cup is the big race, a Group 1 this time next week at Eagle Farm. Well, he's back, and he's got a couple of runners today, and well, more than a couple. Gary Portelli, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Andrew. I can barely hear you, mate. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, do you want us to ring you back and see whether we can get a better line?
Well, I can hear you, but it's just quite faint, that's all. It should be fine.
Okay, well, let's keep going. Duff's in Brisbane, so we'll get to him in a moment to go through today. But I want to talk about your holiday trip, more on the Kentucky Derby, because there was unbelievable controversy around the first horse over the line being disqualified. You were there for a 50th birthday celebration, but how was it just to be there under the controversy?
Look, it's a funny sort of... they're completely different, the punters in America. It was like, just move on. It was quite weird for the average punter in the crowd. They just moved on to the next race, where in Australia it would have been something that would have been headline news everywhere, you know, straight away. And there wasn't much footage on track to show how or where the interference was for the people that were on track, so they just took it that it must have been bad interference and they moved on. But for us to watch the replay, you soon realised that had that been in Australia, there might not have been a change of numbers at all.
Don't worry about the derby. What happened in Vegas?
Mate, what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. You know that,
right? I tried to get some mail off Vin Cox. He was very reliable to you. I just couldn't get anything.
No, well, he didn't go to Vegas. He thought it was probably best he wasn't seen in Vegas. We caught up with Vin in Kentucky, and I tell you what, the old saying is not what you know to use, you know. It certainly worked when it was to getting around some of these big studs, and they opened up plenty of doors, I tell you.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, that's fantastic. That horse in Brisbane, Disruptor, are you going to continue on with him?
Yeah, look, he's going to go back to the size produce next weekend, and hopefully we finally draw a barrier and get to see him get a perfect run and see what happens when he does get a perfect run. Got squeezed badly at the start from a wide gate on Saturday, and I thought his run was pretty good, and he's come through it really well.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. Today, a couple of runners in race five are Above and Beyond, wide first up. Did win second up last prep.
Yeah, look, he's a funny little horse. He puts in every start, and he just probably just got a bit itchy on him last start, three deep, put them into the race too early, and found wanting late. So I found this race and just set him for it, backed off, freshened him right up. He's drawn a perfect barrier to get every chance today. So hopefully he's sort of in the first four or five, and I say he tries his heart out. He's got some pretty strong form lines for a race like this, I'd imagine.
Okay. A nice push. I thought Exceltic, 1100, would suit him better, and arguably it's an easier race today with speed up front.
Yeah, no doubt. His run was great late. He was getting to the line with a 1100 written all over him, but unfortunately I wasn't able to separate these two horses. They're the same great horses, and not many three-year-old races around these days. They've been combining a lot of three- and four-year-olds with the four-year-olds, so you're taking on older horses all the time and carrying the same weight because you get no weight relief, and it's good to be able to find a three-year-old race for them. If they go hard up front, be looking for Exceltic, he'll be getting home strongly for sure.
Strome in race six, well, she just looks an informed mare, and she'll be charging late again.
look, if she jumps well today, Ronnie, and gets herself in the first four or five, I'd love to see her in that sort of midfield position. Mm. The way she's been finishing off her races, she's going to be in the finish for sure.
Okay. In Brisbane, you're obviously happy with Ronstar to put him up here. He's a knockout chance.
Yeah, look, I was hoping to see Zoustyle scratching around next week, obviously, but probably not going to happen. But, look, the way he worked on Saturday morning said that he's at the top of his game. It was really good to see him back. As a two-year-old, he was doing things in track work that we thought were above average, and then he came back to that three-year-old prep and didn't spell really well. He came back with an ordinary coat and took me a while to get him right, and I did think he could probably put a line through that three-year-old campaign in the spring, and this prep we've got him back to his best, and he's been taking on older horses with 60 kilos on his back and beating them his last couple of starts there, and he drops back to three-year-old grade, but albeit against probably one of the most promising sprinters in the land at the moment.
Yeah.
Look, I think you'll run a tremendous race.
Okay, one runner at Kembla, Buffy. Well, can she slay them today?
That's next week, Ronnie.
All right. Next week.
Yeah. Okay. Next Tuesday, yeah.
Tuesday, sorry, I read that wrong.
Yeah, Tuesday, yeah. But she sort of put the till. I think she's ready to go next Tuesday for those that want to wait till Tuesday.
Yeah. You like getting your two-year-olds up and running. You'd be having a look at them now, wouldn't you, your early babies?
Yeah, look, I don't really push them too much at this stage. At this stage, the babies come in and you have a couple of looks around a couple of weeks around the stables and get used to the routine. In July, we start to sort out which ones are the ones that get going, but I've got a couple of nice ones there, even at this stage, just look forward, you know, and during July, we get a bit excited. We get to find what the ones we think are potentially going to be our slipper horses or magic millions horses, but a bit of depth there, we've bought well, I reckon.
Beauty.
All right, mate. Well, safe. Good luck today. Hope they all run well. Where are you heading? Are you going to Brisbane, are you, or not?
Yeah, mate. Just heading to the airport now, and, got to get up there early. We're in 1 o'clock, so last week I held up on the tarmac for an hour. There was only one runway working, so I had to, this week I decided to go an hour early just in case.
Yeah, just in case. All right, Mabel, good luck up there and with your runners. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Good on you. Gary Portelli joining us there about here's just looking at Doomben. Stella Victoria's come out of race 5 on Vet's Advice. I know the stable were keen on it, so something's happened overnight. Race 5, number 7. In race 6, which is the Chief De Beers, Bring It Home Pop down the bottom, number 15, has come out this morning. And all the others in the feature races we've had for a day or two. I want to go back to Rose Hill because a couple of extras have popped in. Zonk has come out, Duff. Looking at it here, Zonk is out. Race 8, number 9, Zonk. And there's another one up the top there. Letter to Juliet, race 3, number 4, has come out of the Tab Highway. So, and Ombudsman has just come out as well, race 3, number 8. So the extras in the Tab Highway, race 3, number 4, Letter to Juliet, and number 8, Ombudsman. And then go to Zonk, race 8, number 9. And I reckon there's another one there somewhere, just looking at the numbers. Is there or isn't there? No, I reckon that's the lot bringing us up. Romany Girl, it's out of race 3, number 14.
She was in
two races. I reckon it's come out this morning, Duff. Race 3, number 14, Romany Girl, has been scratched just a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
Out of that race. All right, so that brings you up to date. They should go in from in the next 5 minutes or so. We're going to take our next break here on Racing HQ. We've got Ron Duffacy in Brisbane. Glenn Munsey's up there as well. But a big focus, our normal preview after 8 o'clock with the focus on Rose Hill. Our first meeting back there on a good 4 in 7 weeks.
Business is thriving and we're growing really fast. I want to keep the momentum and open a second garage, but I just don't have the cash.
So you call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. We've helped thousands of small business owners get ahead with loans of up to $250,000. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you expand your business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Attention ladies, Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies-only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By exceeding Excel, the speed machine is the world's best two-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a two-year-old stakes winner and won three races at two. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
This June, one huge night in the battle for dominance. Mate versus mate, state versus state, in the first ever Professional Bull Riders Monster Energy Origin event at the ICC Theatre in the heart of Sydney. It's the ultimate bull riding battle for state pride. Queensland versus New South Wales. Don't miss the Professional Bull Riding Battle of Origin, Saturday, June 1st. On sale now at tickettech.com.au. Buckle up, Sydney, and expect the unexpected.
Looking for epic Queensland Winter Carnival action? Look to Group 1 Doomben Cup Day Saturday, featuring the might and the power in the Group 1 Doomben Cup. Those who would be queen in the Group 2 Roses and the black type beauties in the Bill Carter and Bright Shadow. There's only one place to look for Saturday's most exciting contests. Group 1 Doomben Cup Day, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, Sky Sports Radio. We're on the TV networks as well, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Ron Duffacy's in Brisbane for the big program there. And we're continuing on with our interviews. David Hayes is joining us from Lindsay Park. We haven't spoken to you on air for a while. Dave, good morning.
Nice to be on the show, Andrew. Nice to be ignored.
Hey, I tell you something. Lots have happened in your life since we last spoke. Your son's played a few games in AFL for the Bulldogs. You must be thrilled, you and Prue.
Absolutely thrilled. It's hard to make the team, and he's played the last playing today against Geelong and played the last 5 weeks. So very proud of him.
He's going well, and he would have, you know, got a few of those skills off his old man in his football days.
Yeah, speak up, Ronnie. I didn't quite hear.
I remember we've been to Lindsay Park twice and you picked us up. We went past that Gawler Oval there, and the first year you told me you kicked 5 goals there, and the next year it was 8.
It's called a hazeration.
No, I was just going to say, sorry, Duff. It's a great story. I also want to mention, Dave, and I know the tweets have been out very much around Bob Hawke, the history of Bob Hawke in such a sad time. But I know that he spent some close time with your father.
Yeah, he was one of Dad's really good mates, and there wouldn't be many sad days go by where we didn't speak to Bob in the morning.
I was just going to say, did he ring for the Saturday tips?
Yeah, always. They had a great friendship, and Dad always spoke so highly of Bob, and I had a bit to do with him as well. So I love watching all the retro stuff on him, and he'll be sadly missed.
Hmm. Racing in South Australia, it's not good at the moment, is it?
The carnival, I think, has been good, Ron, but... Yep. It definitely needs the government to put their hand up and support them and get them on a level playing field with the other states. They're just slipping behind, and, you know, people are leaving en masse, so soon they won't have an industry if they're not careful.
Yeah. Two runners in Sydney, Espanola, pretty dominant at Wagga, and quite solid in his first preparation as well.
Yes, his win at Wagga was excellent. And he looks like he's trained on, and it looks a good race for him, I thought.
Mm. Is happy enough with him?
Yeah, very happy. Settled in there well and ticking along nicely.
A better draw today. Could he race that length or so closer?
He surprised us how far back he got the other day. I think it was just made a bit of a mistake out of the gate.
Yep.
I wouldn't think he'd get that far back.
Okay. Your other runner, Shakura, she did enough first up?
Good first up run. Was the... I think one of the better closing sectionals of the race, and she's trained on a little bit further. Got a bit of a gate which will force us to go back again. So hopefully they go fast enough to allow her to pick them up late.
Have your Sydney numbers increased? You seem to be having more runners lately.
Yeah, look, we've got a 12-horse stable there, and we're trying to have regular runners. The stake money's just too good to ignore.
Yeah. Just quickly on Flemington, you got two nice chances in the first, Independent Road. Did he hit the line at the East of Boo and La Luciola?
Yeah, they both had one run, and they've both La Luciola ran well at Flem, and Independent Road came from last to Bendigo, another stride he would have won. So both look like they're looking for 1,400 and progressive types, I think.
Ocean Deep in race two. Tough win from her last start.
Yeah, like she won at last. She'd run a heap of placings in the prep, and she's been up a long time, but she looks like she's holding her form.
December 8, going great this prep.
Yeah, I thought he was a bit unlucky in Adelaide the other day. Got caught wide, got a good gait and a feather weight. I like him today.
Race 5 in Baha. I don't mind him at odds, third up 1,400.
Yeah, she's a runner-up in a Blue Diamond. We'll probably just ride a patient and see if she can charge home. But it's been a long time between drinks, Ronnie.
Yeah. How's Boom Time ticking along?
I reckon he's about to hit a bit of form. He ran a lot better than first up, second up. And 2,000 is his goal at Flemington. He loves that. And last time when he ran so well second up, he had a Japan Cup prep, so he's a lot more forward than he was this prep.
Okay. Is there a winner in Adelaide, Fastnet Tempest, maybe?
Look, he's a last start winner. I thought he'd run really well. He's probably our best, I think.
Beautiful.
Fastnet Tempest running in Adelaide, scratched out of Melbourne. Good on you, Dave. Good luck today with all of them.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Good on you. David Hayes joining us there from Lindsay Park. Let's get to the interim scratchings because it suddenly jumped to 33 interim scratchings. So let's have a look at them. Back at Rose Hill, a good four, the weather fine, beautiful day, 23 degrees on the way, and the rail is true. Race one is clear. Race two, number five, Bullet Speed, and 11 euros say, 5 and 11. The third, number four, Letter to Juliet, 6 High Mist, 8 Ombudsman, 9 Aliferous, 13 Welsh Legend, 14 Romany Girl, and 15 The Lady's Boy. 4, 6, 8, 9, 13, 14, and 15. Race 4, number 1, Another Dollar, 3 Zorkan, 13 El Merton, and 15 Spencer. 1, 3, 13, and 15. Race 5, 5 Tchaikovsky and 11 Concrete, 5 and 11. Race 6, number 2, Our Rockabye Baby and 13 Lady of Shalott, 2 and 13. Race 7, 260's Groove, 4 Castodon has just come out, 7 Morton's Fork and 17 Valentino Rossa, 2, 4, 7 and 17. Race 8, number 2, Tougher Than the Rest, Tougher Than the Rest, 3 Star Reflection, 9 Zonk, 10 No Doubt has just come out, 11 Miss Q, 12 Gibraltar Girl, and 17 Got the Goss. 2, 3, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 17. And race 9, number 4, The Ronstar, 6 Charmers, 7 Chapelco, 14 Nico Ladd has just come out, and 19 Dylan's Romance. 4, 6, 7, 14, and 19. So they're the interim scratchings. A few there jumping right on the death of being scratched out of their races today. And that means, I think, Tommy Berry, as I say good morning to you, Tom, have you lost three or four off scratchings?
Yeah, four. Yeah, it's a little bit frustrating, Andrew, but it's the way it is. You can't do much about it.
No, they've been taken out. And I guess, look, Reel and Ruby's still there. So you've still got some good opportunities.
Yeah, I got some handy rides. I like the Colt in the first as well, and Desert Lord. So, even though they're scratchings, I don't think they're my best rides. That were scratched. Probably Nico Ladd's the only one that was a champ.
Yeah. You start off with Hulk. He's a nice ride. He did enough first up, and I see Chris has thrown a set of blinkers on him.
Yeah, look, I think what you guys said on form on the other day, was spot on. I think he's going to get closer to the favourite today. It's a turnaround in the weights. He's got the blinkers on. And I think a big thing as well, he's been back on his home track. Chris's horses always go very well at Rose Hill. And Warwick Farm can be a bit of a tricky track for horses to get around. So this bloke, if the race maps perfectly for him, he should get a sit beyond a nice speed. And I think with the blinkers on, it will straighten him up a little bit, and he'll be very hard to beat.
Race four, Hogman, he sticks his head out now and again.
He does. Look, he's been ridden sort of midfield to back in his last few starts, his preparation. He doesn't look to me like he's got a great turn of foot. He sort of just grinds away late. I remember him in the past, Jim Innes won a couple of races on him leading, and there does look to be a lack of speed in this race. So without talking to Chris, if he wants to jump well, I'd like to put him in the race a little bit more and put him in the first three or four, and then he's only got to find a length or two instead of trying to make up four or five, which he's probably not good enough to do.
No. You lost Tchaikovsky, but you pick up Amarita there. You probably haven't had enough time to have a good look at her form, but she's got a bit of talent, this filly.
Yeah, she does. I remember Jason Cott, just from memory of the name. He came from, might have been at Kenzo or Randwick a couple of starts ago, and might have been last start, and
yeah,
was hitting the line well. Like, she looks like she's got a bit of a, from memory, a habit of hanging in. So, she'll probably get back a little bit. She's drawn a good gate, so we'll just ride away where I find her. And, it's an open sort of a race.
Real Min Ruby, she was great last time. She got back. It was a bit of a on-pace, in-close day, and she got the job done pretty well.
Yeah, she did. She's a lovely filly. She's got a great temperament. She can win against a boss. You know, last start, obviously, they were going very. They weren't winning from behind, and I knew that, so I had to do what I didn't want to do, and that was take off early. She was still very tough and strong late. Look, the mare of Anthony Cummings, I'm quite scared of her because I won on her last start at Newcastle. I know it was a lot weaker opposition, but she won well. But with the lack of speed being in the race, I don't think it'll affect me too much because my filly can settle a bit closer if I want her to, and she's got that real sharp turn of foot where the horse of Anthony's, she's a horse that really does need the speed on. She's a big, strong, fast-net rock mare that really needs speed on for her to hit the line strong late. So I don't think there's much between these two horses, but I think with Real Min Ruby, she could probably get herself out of trouble with her explosive turn of foot. And I think she's raced at Warwick Farm the last couple of starts. This bigger straight at Rose Hill will definitely suit her better.
Abdon looked back to dry, but he was always pretty well in control there at Walker.
Yeah, he was. He's always been a horse who can be a little bit ungenuine in times, and I got there way too early on him in the Wagga Cup, but he was bolting, coming to the corner, and couldn't really go any slower, but it was good for him to get that job done, and as we see with Chris's stays, when they've won one, they usually can go on and win a few, and this race maps a lot better than I think the Wagga Cup did for him. He's drawn a better barrier. He can settle in the first half of the field. We've seen him do that before a few starts ago and run second, so look, take him issue. Looks like he'll probably get its way in front with white boots. But this bloke's, he's got the ability on the day, and he'll be in the first three or four when it comes to the final stages.
And Desert Lord, just a lovely trial from him. And his horses are going well.
Yeah, they've got him going really well, actually. And he's a nice horse. He's always had his quirks in the past, missing the kick and wanting to over-race and do a lot wrong. But this prep, he seems to have come back a lot more relaxed than he was last preparation. He's come in with a really good trial, and he feels like he's got a lot of speed in his legs. So there's a lot of speed in this race, and he should get a nice sit just behind him, providing he jumps. And off that trial, it's just to me that he'll be very hard to beat.
Beauty.
And Tommy, we saw recently the Inglis sale out at Riverside supporting Ty England. I noted yesterday an announcement by the Magic Millions that they're selling seven nominations to some stallions that I'll mention in a moment, and 100% of that will go towards Ty and his family as well, which is fantastic that everyone is supporting him.
Yeah, it's incredible. I saw that last night before I went to bed, and it sent shivers up my spine. It's obviously, I've been through things like this before, and we're just so blessed to be part of an industry that when times are tough, we all get together and support the people that need it. As I said, very, very blessed to be a part of an industry like ours, and it's great to see that we continue to support people that are in tough times.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Tommy, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Cheers.
Tommy Berry there. Yeah, the Magic Millions have got their national sale coming up. It starts, I think, on May 28. And nominations in Capitalist, Done Deal, Encryption, Hellbent, Mendelssohn, Press Statement and Sidestep will be auctioned. 100% of the funds raised will be donated to our friend, as Magic Millions have said, in Thai England. And the sale date is, I'm just getting that up, is May 28. So more detail on that through the Magic Millions website or their Twitter page. Our last interview this morning, we catch up with Chris Waller. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good to talk to you. Lots of exciting things through the week, particularly the announcement of the Winx stand. It must have been a very proud moment for all concerned.
Yeah, it sure was. We're still living Winx as if she was still racing. There's still accolades coming out, and obviously having a stand named her honour is certainly a privilege. Myself, like many other passionate race goers, see these great horses from the stands. And it's something you remember. It's a sporting moment that we can hopefully see time and time again. So you need good facilities, and we've certainly got that in Sydney. It's a great place to be bringing owners to say, well, look, come to our races. This is what happens. And these are the facilities you can live with and work with and play with, you name it. So it certainly is great to be able to have another state-of-the-art facility, not just for race day, but, of course, other conferences, et cetera, which is so important for making money.
Yeah, also good, nice to see your jockey join you in the Hall of Fame last night, aren't you?
Yeah, it was very special, well-deserved, and, it's good to see you there. You look like a real-life penguin last night, buddy.
It only happens once every 10 years.
for sure, look, he's just been a model of consistency for us, and he's more than just a great rider. He's a very good person to bounce ideas off, and you need it. You've seen it, Ronnie, with his the trainers of the past have these, I guess you call turmoil relationships with jockeys. It's not an easy position to be in. You've got to have the utmost respect, trust, and obviously you need to get results week in, week out.
You're Doomin Cup runners today. You know, you're strong. You got nice chances there. It's an open race. Lifeless Ordinary?
Look, his win the other day was good, but probably because of the wet track. I think it's hard to go past just genuine Group 1 form, and we've just got to trust that these horses, like Shillelagh, hasn't had a run for 4 weeks, at least 4 weeks, is still going to be fit enough, because she would easily account for Lifeless Ordinary, say she was running in the Emirates Mile or the McKinnon at New Flemington. So, if he'll run well, he'll keep them honest, and the race sets up for him to get a nice run. And they've had a little bit of rain yesterday, so a soft five track will probably help him. Look, he's got the form on the board, he's not going to be far away.
Okay. You mentioned Shillelagh there. Look, at least she comes out of the right races.
Yeah, for sure. Look, Lifeless Ordinary came out of the Doncaster as she did. She never handled the track one bit on Doncaster Day. She still, I think, ran sixth. She's a really good horse. Forget her running the Randwick. That was on a wet track, and a completely different horse on a good track. So she's clearly my tip of those horses, Ronnie.
Okay. Youngstar's been the one. I like backing the one that you set for a race, and she seems the one you've set for it. Just a question mark if she's going as well as she can, or she has in the past.
Yeah. I was always doubting whether I'd have a fit enough for those first two runs, especially the first run. And then when she got the really wet track and the bad draw at the Gold Coast, I thought then she couldn't win. But she's been with her a long time. I've now got no question over her fitness levels. Slight question over the barrier. And like most years in this race of doom, there's going to be a bit of a scrimmage going to that first turn. And I just hope she's free of that. And she gets the chance to get into the open. because she's a really good horse. She's a stronger horse than when we saw her run second to Weeks in the Turnbull. And, she's a really good horse.
Mm. We're not going to go through everything because you've got so many runners, but I think the interesting thing is your three-year-old staying fillies, and you'll probably learn more after today. And what do you make of this bunch? Like, you got a couple early on, like your Guise and Duchess of Lennox, and then you got Welsh Legend re-edit there. So have you got any feelings about them?
Yeah, she went up to the Gold Coast because she couldn't get warm, even at trials down here, and she's won her only three starts and might even be favourite for the Oaks. So she should still keep improving. I don't think the distance will be a problem by so you think. So, look, she surprises us each and every start, and we've got her equally on top today with the stablemate, Duchess of Lennox, and she on Geese is... a very progressive filly. It was a great run at Ram on a Kensington track last start, which I saw as a stepping stone from those country races to some better competition. And she got home really well. And she's drawn to be a really good run today. So, look, I have a slight leaning towards Duchess of Lennox. And I've been following that through the Oaks as well. And then with the other fillies you've asked about, they're obviously running in the fillies race. It's hard to separate them. We'd like to see Re-Edit run a bit better. I think she's better than that. Welsh Legend, she's sort of been around the right form, but a slight question mark even over the distance, etc. But she's a good enough horse, and we see time and time again with these autumn fillies having a little bit of a let up and then going to a new environment that they can really improve. So obviously we've got Patsy in there as well. I don't think she's quite up to this level. So it's going to be an interesting day from an Oaks perspective. For our stable, that's for sure.
Yeah. Can you split these two two-year-olds in the first, Hulk and Kubrick?
I think Hulk's very good. But hasn't quite nailed it yet. He's just, but his first up run was good. He was still a little bit big in condition, but he didn't really attack the line the last 100. So just got a slight query on that. I think the blinkers go on him today. And Kubrick looks a really progressive horse. He beat a short price favourite on debut in Melbourne. And he's done all his work in Sydney. He was only down there for about a week before the race, so it's not going to be anything new for him. And he's a really progressive horse. I think Denise from Star's got a good one there.
Mm. Race 4 in Sydney's the most interest. There was money for this Mawani Machine earlier in the week. No trial or jump outs for him for you? That's a little bit unusual for you.
Well, they balloted us out of these trials, Ronnie. So
okay.
It's no good for your punters.
No way.
It's not much good for Australians either, because we're trying to get our horses fit. So I don't think we've quite got our trialing system right in Sydney. And we're all for disclosing horses. And what I can tell you is he's a really good horse. Look, I was thinking last night, probably 1 in 20 of these horses win first up.
Mm.
But he would be in the top percentage of chances of doing it, if that makes any sense whatsoever. So I think he's a horse to follow. He's had a few starts in Europe. I think he's had 14 or so. That's always a slight concern. You don't seem to get it as a progressive horse as you would with it. It's had, say, 3 or 4 starts. So a little bit mindful of that, but you'll love him. Or he won't be there today, but they'll love him in the parade ring. He looks good. He's got a good head on his shoulders, and I do think he's one to follow all the way through.
Okay. Next week, anything to look forward to? Reloaded, is he going to come up?
I'm going to enter for both places, with my preference being running at Randwick. That's exactly what we did with the Autumn Sun. I think it's just a good stepping stone to give him a second run in a race. And the other option, of course, was the Solace Produce. Probably a little bit harder second up, but I've got no doubt he'll get to the JJ Atkins, and he's he's a really talented horse, so looking forward to that. We'll have a session in the size produce and no doubt plenty of other nice horses as well.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Chris. Thank you for your time. Good luck with all of them today.
Thank you very much. Thanks very much.
Chris Waller there. Let's jump straight to our scratchings now at Rose Hill. Fine and a good four, the rail is true. Race one clear. Race two, number five, Bullet Speed, and 11 Euro Say, 5 and 11. The third, four Letter to Juliet, six High Mist, eight Ombudsman, nine Aliferous, 13 Welsh Legend, 14 Romany Girl, and 15 The Lady's Boy. Race four, number one, Another Dollar, three Zorkan, 13 L. Merton, and 15 Spencer. Race 5, 5 Tchaikowski, and 11 Concrete. Race 6 at Rose Hill, take out 2, Our Rockabye Baby, and 13 Lady of Shalott. Race 7, 260's Groove, 4 Castodon, 7 Morton's Fork, and 17 Valentino Rossa. Race 8, number 2, Tougher Than the Rest, 3 Star Reflection, 9 Zonk, 10, No Doubt, 11, Miss Q, 12, Gibraltar Girl, and 17, Got the Goss. And race 9 at Rose Hill, take out 4, Ron Star, 6, Charmers, 7, Chapelco, 14, Nico Ladd, and 19, Dylan's Romance. The riders, take note, race 5, number 15, Amarita, is now Tommy Berry. And a note from the stewards, Tommy will ride or can ride 1 kilo overweight at 54. And the other rider, race 9, number 13, Red Current, is Samantha Clinton. We go to Newcastle. Fine and a good track there, a good four. The rails back into the true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 4, Freedom Rock. Race 3, number 4, Warset, 7, number 6, Romantico, and 7, Dundee Lee, 4-6-7. Race 4, number 5, Miss Earth, and 10, Amplified, 5 and 10. Race 5, number 5, Romantico, and 10, Exorbitance, 5 and 10. Race 6, number 3, Abini, and 4, Vicha Capital, 3 and 4. Race 7, 3 Dismayed, 5 Mandalong Ready, 9 Aravina, and 10 Benfica Made, 3, 5, 9 and 10. And race 8, 7 Catenius, 10 Jewel Escaped, and 11 Young Witness, 7, 10 and 11. That's the information for Newcastle. Our other New South Wales TAB programs today, we race at Tuncurry. It's fine and a soft six, and the rail is in the true. Race 1, take out 9, 14, 15, and 16. Races 2 and 3 are clear. Race 4, number 4, Sun Street, are also 11, 12, and 15. Race 5, number 3, and race 6 at Tuncurry, take out 6, 10, 11, 13, and 14. The other TAB program is at Mudgee with Cole Hodges. Fine and a good three, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out 6 and 9. Race 2, 1, 7, 15, 16 and 17. Race 3, 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, 3 and 10. Race 6 clear, and race 7 take out 1 and 12. The Flemington in Melbourne, fine and a good 4, the rails in the true today. Race 1, take out 6, Blender on the Grass, and 9, Ethical Solution. Race 2, number 10, Just Like Mum. Race 3 is clear, the 4th, number 12, Zaydin, and 13, Lavrosky. Race 5, number 2, Top Me Up. 7 Lucky Fish, 14 Musibility, 16 Sweet Mischief, and 18 You Been Thunderstruck, 2, 7, 14, 16 and 18. Race 6, number 5, Kiss and Cry, 13 Tides, and 14 Part-Time Lover, 5, 13 and 14. Race 7, 4 Nautic Symphony, 7 Ligulate, 11 Elusive Rose, 12, I'm Done Dreamin', 13, Prism, 16, Dark Confidant, and 17 collectible. 4, 7, 11, 12, 13, 16 and 17. And race 8, the last scratchings here, 1 Magic Console, 2 Fastnet Tempest and 12 Galaxy Raider, 1, 2 and 12. That's the information for Flemington. To Doomben, it's a soft 5 this morning, a bit overcast. No rain is threatening, though. The rail at 2 metres and the Penno 5.67. Race 1, number 1, Brynick, and 4, I Am Impinge, 1 and 4. Race 2, number 1, The Candyman, 7, Chicano, 8, Fabulone, 11, Go Dixie, 14, Marcelina, 15, Re-Edit, and 17, Romany Girl. Race 3, 10, Underwood,